Exclusive, Representative Josh Breckin proposes ban on taxpayer promotion of Pride Month. By Sean Moran on June 30, 2023. Representative Josh Breckin, ROK, unveiled legislation on Friday that would ban using taxpayer dollars to promote Pride Month. Breckin proposed the Patriotism Not Pride Act, which, if enacted, would prohibit federal agencies and employees from using taxpayer resources to promote Pride Month or other similar events. The legislation also bars the display of flags representing gender identity or sexual orientation on federal property. Americans want to see the stars and stripes flown at our federal buildings, which thousands of Americans have died fighting to protect. Not flags promoting sexual preference, Breckin explained in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News. Our federal government should be promoting patriotism and love for our country, instead of advancing a far-left social agenda. Breckin's Patriotism Not Pride Act would mandate that federal agencies are not to develop, organize, administer, engage in, promote, or endorse any activity, including any event, initiative, official communication, social media post, educational program, or public campaign that aims to promote or recognize lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex Pride Month or any event with a similar theme. Patriotism Not Pride Act by Breitbart News on Scribd. The legislation is widely backed by House Republicans, including Reps. Andy Biggs, R. Oz, Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Glenn Grothman, R.Y., Andy Ogles, RTN, Barry Moore, R.L., Tim Burgett, RTN, Lauren Boebert, RCO, Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, Mary Miller, R.E.L., Eric Burleson, Armo, Alex Mooney, RWV, Gary Palmer, RL, Bob Good, RVA, Michael Cloud, RTX, Nathaniel Moran, RTX, and Ralph Norman, RSC. Breckin's legislation follows as Admiral Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, declared as Pride Month is coming to an end, that it should be a summer of pride. Levine is the first openly transgender four-star admiral in the armed forces and has received backlash for his views on gender transition, including a belief that there should be no limits on gender-affirming drugs and surgery for minors. Levine has also pushed doctors and pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for the transgender ideology. President Joe Biden inflamed controversy in June when the White House hosted an LGBTQ pride event in which transgender model Rose Montoya flashed his fake breasts. During the LGBTQ event, Biden promised to fight Republican efforts to ban transgender surgeries on minors and transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. Breitbart News's Christina Wong reported that the United States Special Operations Command posted an intersex-inclusive pride flag on its social media accounts, which prompted backlash from former Green Berets. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.